this to you. You know, I would never do this to you if it wasn't big time. I can't make it in the show today.
Why not? Are you sick? Are you okay?
Man, I tell you what,
are you sick?
Well, it's not a matter of sick, man. Cat, quit off the sick, man.
Oh, what's it a matter of? Are you okay?
I can't make it in. I can't make it in.
Greg, you okay?
Well, I mean, Cat, I mean, you tell people long enough that horse crap is peanut butter, they're going to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying, Cat?
No, I do. Are you sick?
Oh, boy. Listen, you're not listening to me. I can't make it in today, and it's not sick, man. It's not a question of being sick. I mean, I could be sick or I couldn't be sick. I mean, I just can't let the door hit me where the good Lord split me.
What? Have you talked to Reiner?
Unbelievable.
Have you talked to Reiner?
Don't tell Reiner I'm not coming in today.
Well, what do you mean, don't tell Reiner?
You can't tell Reiner, Cat. Listen to me, man.
Grego, he's your partner.
Just please don't tell him.
All right, fine. Have you talked to Bruce Gilbert? I mean, you need to call your boss and let him know you're not coming.
Oh, boy, don't bring Bruce into this. Don't let Bruce into it.
What do you mean, don't bring him into it?
I just don't want him to find out. I'll call him. I'll call him.
Okay, fine. Well, someone needs to let him know. I mean, he's the program director.
I can't come in.
Is everything okay?
I can't come in, Cat.
Well, why not?
The puppy faces have a deck of cards that can't make me fly like I used to.
Are you feeling okay?
They just can't make me fly in the poppy seeds.
What?
With the pretty butter.
Do you need me to come and check on you, Grego? Are you okay?
Cat, don't come out here.
What do you mean?
Don't come out.
Well, I want to come and check on you.
Just don't come out to my house, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
What?
It's all the zebras with the roofing tiles.
What?
Cat?
Are you taking too much Vigor Fit? Are you feeling all right?
Cat, listen, call Goldie and tell her to call me immediately. I'm having problems,
Cat. I'll call Goldie and you call Bruce and Reiner.
Cat, there's a big tennis shoe in my cheek. It's
what?
Up under the skin, Cat.
Grego.
Cat?
Are you going to be able to make it in tomorrow?
I love you, Cat. I love you.
Hello? Grego. Grego.
The hotline.
3:21 is the time.
Hotline.
21 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. According to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile, that is. The tuner is affixed to America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. And this is what must pass today for the hard line. I guess everybody knows by now that when you hear that show open, that means one thing and one thing only. That's one of our show opens that is of some actual use to somebody. Because that show open is heard when the hammer will not be with us today.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Quit off the sick.
And he will not be with us today, unfortunately. We were hoping and kind of thinking he might be able to make it in, but maybe tomorrow.
We're thinking tomorrow.
But, hey, I spent all day yesterday thinking today. And you see what's up, so.
True.
Anyway, we will muddle through.
Plow through
without him some way. And we will do it at the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas. One of our longtime, many-time favorite ports of call, which can be found at the intersection of Addison Road and Trinity Mills, a stone's throw west of the tollway up here in far north Dallas. And the Cape Buffalo Grill is a wonderful place for all of us to come and celebrate what is in store tonight. And what is in store tonight is a wonderful night of sports viewing for everyone. And it can be done here at Cape Buffalo because they have many, many televisions around here.
This is going to be one kick-ass watching party tonight.
Yes, it will. Because you have the Cowboys, you have the Rangers, both in action tonight.
Yep.
You can't beat that. It is a sports fan's dream, and this is a sports fan's paradise up here at Cape Buff. Tonight. So you should make every effort to get up here for the games. You should make every effort to get up here right now while we're here. In fact, I'd get here early and make sure you get a good seat, because this big screen over our head, which is rolled up now, it'll be coming down shortly, Cobra.
That's for the Cowboys to be playing tonight, right there on the biggin.
Yes.
And then on the little screens right next to the biggin, Ranger baseball.
That's right.
You know how many TVs are in this place?
Lots.
25, baby.
I haven't counted, but okay, we'll go with 25.
25.
You say 25, 25 it is. So they got 25, probably 13 will be devoted to the Cowboys and 12 to the Rangers, or maybe the other way around. And they, who knows, they might even mix something else in there if you want them to. So it's going to be a huge night of sports viewing here at the Cape Buffalo Grill. Now, in addition to that, they have wonderful beverages. They have games for you to play. If you're off into the pool thing, they can accommodate you there for sure. They have a wonderful menu filled with tasty food unit items, which you will really enjoy munching on while you're watching the games tonight.
I eat boogers.
Right, Greg. They don't have that here, though.
So probably what I would do if I were you is make my way up here just as quick as I possibly can and make sure that I got a good seat. Because, let's face it, you're not going to, not that there's a bad seat in here in Cape Buff, but you need one of the really good ones. So if you get here right now, or the earlier you get here, the greater your chances of getting a really good one. So,
by the way, on one of the TV screens right now, they're showing that ESPN movie Hustle. Did you see it?
No.
I didn't either. I just can't buy into that guy as Pete Rose.
Well, that's Tom Sizemore. You idolize him, don't you?
It looks nothing like Pete Rose. No, I don't idolize him. Why would you say I idolize?
Well, because you have him on E! News every other day.
Yeah, I have a lot of people on E! News.
And I know how E! News is. I mean, you only do stories about people you idolize.
Is he the guy that beats the crap out of Heidi Fleiss?
That's him. And just got busted for some parole violation of snorting crack.
Yeah.
Can you snort crack?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I hadn't either.
Ask Grego.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you can.
Well, I would like to begin the proceedings today by reading everybody an email which I received.
Oh, an electronic mail.
Yes, an electronic mail. And you boys were all copied on this. Actually, I was copied. It was sent to you, Cobra.
Okay.
Snake.
And if you will follow along here, and try to imagine, if you can, the uncomfortable position that the guy who sent this email was put in.
Is this the dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you read this?
Yeah. It's great.
You think this is worth reading?
Oh, yeah. I emailed him back.
Okay. All right. He, this is John and JC in Arlington. And he says, I know you could care less, but thought I'd tell you anyway. My 6-year-old son has a 2-year-old cousin that we see about 3 days out of each year. The cousin, whose name is Corbin, was making his annual visit this weekend. I made the mistake of calling him Corby one time on Saturday morning. From that point on, my 6-year-old son, without any prompting from anyone, started referring to his cousin Corbin as Snake.
Snake.
By the time Corbin left town Sunday afternoon, his parents were flat out sick and tired of hearing their son referred to as Snake by my son.
He's two?
Three. Oh. No, you're right. He is two.
The 6-year-old's calling him Snake.
Right. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I heard many Snake's parents say to my son, his name is Corbin, not Snake.
Corby?
Snake. Only to have my son call the kid Snake 30 seconds later.
Snake.
My son was almost...
Whoa.
What is going on here?
Now we're home.
Did you get electrocuted again?
Just about.
All right.
My son was almost as bad as Psycho's band Snake repeater loop that he used to annoy everyone with at the end of the Hardlines Mix and Mingle with Big Richard. In any event, the good news is we have you to thank for the fact that our relatives won't be returning anytime soon. The bad news is that my six-year-old is picking up shtick from the hard line. You can bet that Mama ain't too happy about that. Hopefully my son's case is an isolated instance and the hardline influence won't be infiltrating too many other local kindergartens.
I emailed him back and just said, your son is a genius. Love, Snake.
God, can you imagine how tense that weekend must have been for him once that started? I mean, he probably had his wife hating him for it, just blaming this whole thing on him.
Yeah.
And what if it's like her brother or her sister?
Right.
And not his?
God. I guarantee it was. I guarantee it was the in-laws.
God. That's awful.
Snake.
That is just awful, but funny.
Quota. Snake.
Very
Snake.
Funny.
Quota.
All right, so we have that before us here today.
That email?
It's pretty much over.
I don't have any more to add on that. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No.
You got nothing else?
Okay. No.
All right, fair enough. Well, coming up next, we're going to hear about Snake's big Saturday night here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.